This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Okay. We're coming up on the weekend. Everybody's pretty happy, huh? I'm happy because Passover's almost over. How many of you guys watched the Brady Bunch when you were growing up? The Brady Bunch, I think we all did. We might not have liked it too much. It wasn't my favorite show, but it was sure better than the Partridge Family. I remember hating the Partridge Family. I really had a tough time with that show. Maybe because I was too young, I thought it was boring, and I didn't like the music, and I really wasn't into birds. And so partridges and Ernie and Bert's pigeon song. I really wasn't into birds. I think the reason why I wasn't into birds is because, you know, my mom and dad didn't want us to have cats and dogs in the house, so they would get a bird and think that would appease us, and I'm like, I hate birds. So I'm really not a big bird fan. I like the bald eagle, right? But not really a big bird fan. So Brady Bunch comes around and go, at least I don't have to see a stupid bird. And you have the three girls, you have the three boys. I didn't think Greg was cute. I mean, maybe Peter a little bit, but I didn't have crushes on them. I was more of a older man, sort of, you know, could have a crush on. So I had a crush on, this is so stupid. I think I told you guys this. I had a crush on Ricardo Montalban from Fantasy Island, right? You know, because he was so sexy with his, you know, Latino, you know, accent. Yes, I thought he was sexy. I thought Bo Duke on Dukes of Hazzard was sexy. Not sexy as a kid, but, you know, I liked him. I also remember when I was really, really little liking Murray on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I don't remember why. Probably because he was just a man, and I just always had an affinity towards men, you know, so it was cool. So anyway, so I never really was into the whole Brady Bunch or had crushes on the kids. It just didn't make sense to me. Well, Brady Bunch is in the news, and it is in the news hardcore today. Why? The vaccine debate. Yeah, and Marsha Brady, or Maureen McCormick, is a little ticked off, and I don't think I've ever seen her ticked. I think she got ticked off at Greg a little bit, maybe at Jan. Nobody got ticked off at Cindy, because Cindy was supposed to be, you know, always so cute and stuff. But Maureen McCormick is pretty ticked because I guess they've been using memes or GIFs, G-I-Fs, GIFs, with her in it. I don't know what to call it, but I use them a lot. Because there was an episode back in the 70s called Is There a Doctor in the House? And Marsha came down with measles. And then, apparently, all the other kids came down with the measles. And so, there's a little scene where she's smiling and she goes, if you have to get sick, sure can't beat the measles. And I guess that is now circulating all over the internet. And McCormick is 62 years old right now, and she's pretty upset. And she goes, I think it's really wrong when people use people's images today to promote whatever they want to promote, and the person's image they're using, they haven't asked, or they have no idea where they stand on the issue. As a mother, my daughter was vaccinated. So here's Maureen McCormick that told NPR, look, I'm not kind of a part of this. And, you know, I don't blame her for being a little upset because, you know, this is her image. If this ends up becoming the face of the anti-vaccine movement, you know, she's going to be in a world have a world of trouble. And so, you know, and I get that. People will take old pictures, circle it on the internet, use it for something. Wasn't there a lawsuit where some model was in a picture and some company used that image for drug rehab? And she goes, now everybody thinks I, you know, did drugs, and I didn't. You got to be really, really careful, but, you know, people don't care. So, as you know, we're experiencing the largest outbreak of measles in over a decade. Apparently, this is surpassing the previous high of 667 cases reported 5 years ago. Being reported by Daily Mail, we're at already 704 cases of measles this year. In fact, there was a little boy that got prevented from flying on a JetBlue plane because he was Orthodox and he had, I guess, some bites on his face. And so they thought, oh, it's an Orthodox Jewish kid who didn't get vaccinated. And so the plane got delayed, and now JetBlue is allegedly charged with profiling. And JetBlue 410, Flight 410, landed at JFK from Santo Domingo around 9 p.m., but was held at the terminal after officials got reports of a medical emergency on the plane. And out of abundance of caution, the Port Authority temporarily quarantined the plane while passengers got checked out. Everybody was all clear, but apparently it was a little boy that had some bites on his face, and because it was Orthodox, people thought, okay, well, you know, it was mosquito bites. They thought that he had measles. I just think we are handling this whole thing so poorly. We are just, and we're going to lose more control. We're going to talk a lot about this a little bit more today. We are going to start losing more control because it's becoming now a bigger issue than measles and, vaccination. You know, there was a doctor who was quoted saying, this is, I think, Dr. Tony Bark. Now, he testifies against vaccines in courts, and he said, you stayed home like the Brady Bunch show. You stayed home. You didn't go to the doctor. We never said, oh, my God, your kid could die. Oh, my God, this is a deadly disease. It's become that. So this Pandora's box has now been opened where there's tons of issues that are going to be debated. One is, are we protecting our kids too much that they're not going to be evolutionarily at an advantage to fight infections? B, are we not protecting them enough? Because we're still getting these diseases in vaccinated kids. Should this be a Republican issue? Should this be a Democrat issue? If you are for vaccines, does it mean you want Biden president? I mean, look at all the different angles this story starts to take. And, once you get the Brady Bunch involved, all hell breaks loose. So, I'll tell you what I think we need to do with moving forward. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Oh, I got an echo. I can hear myself twice. Good, because sometimes I need to explain myself twice, and now you guys get to hear twice. All right, so big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so over the weekend, I got a pretty long email, and it was somebody who was thanking me for being diplomatic about the vaccine issue, even though I'm diplomatic, but, you know I'm pro-vaccine. All right, but you have to know that. But, yes, I am diplomatic because I think we do need to hear both sides and we do need to do, you know, research and we, you know, do need to, you know, educate the public on, you know, the risks versus the benefits and why there are more benefits. So I don't like the idea of, you know, just, being totalitarian about the topic. So, yes, I am diplomatic about it and I'm honored to, you know, be able to attract both sides so we could have a conversation. But this one person who doesn't really call themselves an anti-vaxxer, but I guess is now lumped into it, said they're not anti-vaccine because they believe in false science. That makes them look ridiculous, and I'm paraphrasing because this is a real long email, and she has good points throughout a lot of parts of it, but they're anti-vaccine because there's no consistency with our vaccine schedule. Now, I didn't understand what she meant by that, but then when I read further, she was talking about how, which is something we talked about on the show, how, you know, like when you travel, you either have to get vaccines or it's recommended you get vaccines. And it depends on which country. In America, it is suggested you get your flu shot. For college students, it's mandated you get your meningitis, but you don't necessarily have to get your meningitis. With pneumonia shots, if you're over 65, you should get it, but it's not necessarily mandated. Yet, measles, mumps, rubella, mandated. And so the reason why we are in a mess and we are going to be in a bigger mess with this whole vaccine issue is you're not convincing the anti-vaxxers why they should trust you with your vaccine protocol or your vaccine schedule. And again, I'm pro-vaccine. And as a doctor, I will always listen and keep my ears open to find out what the other side is thinking, what they want. And I do think we're doing the country a disservice when we, you know, accuse them of reading wrong medicine and wrong science and being quote-unquote ignorant. And I see that's what we're doing. We're starting to name call. And people are calling each other ignorant. And what I'm getting from my emails are people who are anti-vaccine. They're like, look, you know, we're not dumb. You know, we have PhDs. We have doctorates. We have this. Just, you know, I'd rather vaccinate my kid, you know, against the flu than against the MMR. Or I'd rather my child get natural immunity because I read studies on how the natural immunity seems to be a more robust immunity towards that disease. Okay, we need to stop calling the anti-vaxxers stupid. They're not. None of them aren't stupid. Now, when you have the ones that claim that, oh my gosh, you know, vaccines will cause autism, they'll call to Armageddon, they'll cause schizophrenia, they'll cause this, you know, you're like, okay, you know what, let's just kind of bring down the rhetoric, let's, you know, find some proof, let's have a conversation. Anybody who doesn't want to have a conversation about it, then I'll start to, you know, get grumpy. But, you know, when you have parents out there going, you know, look, there are side effects. And, you know, do I really have to, you know, subject my kid to something? You know, we're not a very lucky family. Now, somebody be like, oh, that's stupid. You're not a lucky family. No. I know a couple families who, oh, my gosh, it is one thing after another in that family, whether it's death or cancer or something. I think there is such a thing as an unlucky family. Absolutely. And if you think if something's going to happen, it's going to happen to you, it will. I can't medically explain that. You know, when I was pregnant, you know, and I was doing everything by the book, you know, being a doctor, I was told that doctors and nurses sometimes have the most complicated pregnancies. It's just, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen to them. And, yeah, it did. You know, maybe it's because we work a lot. Maybe it's because we're older. You know, there might be a scientific reasoning for it. But, you know, we need to, in order to move forward with this, not start making fun of or insulting people who are anti-vaccine. And again, I get emails, I get Facebook messages going, if I don't want to get the flu shot, you know, what does that mean? That doesn't necessarily mean you're an anti-vaxxer. You just don't like getting the flu shot. So, you know, my other listener who, again, wants to be anonymous, who wrote that long email, you know, where is our consistency? And we have to, if we are going to have a robust vaccination approach to infectious disease, we have to be consistent. And we technically aren't. We'll prevent you from going to school or using public transportation if you didn't get the measles vaccine, but we won't do that if you didn't get the flu vaccine. And flu kills more than measles. They have a point. Now, if the government lets this slide, Let's say, remember, this is America. We're a democracy. We're a republic. We don't use totalitarian decrees to get things done. Well, actually, I mean, we do. I mean, we are told if you want your kids to go to school, that your taxpaying dollar is paid for, they have to be vaccinated. If not, sorry. And in some cities, now you're going to be fined. There's been some talk of threatening child abuse charges on parents. Some of you think, yeah, it's about time. Others are like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. I mean, this is a really debated issue. This is really heated. And, you know, with vaccines, you really can't be middle of the road. You either are for a vaccine, you know, you really like them, or you don't like them. You're really kind of not iffy on the subject. Most of us, we vaccinated, but, you know, we're like, okay, well, yeah, you know, I don't think they're 100% perfect, but, you know, they're the best we got. But right now we have decrees that you have to get these types of vaccines done. If you want to work at a restaurant, you have to get a hepatitis A vaccine or show immunity to it. That's just, it's just the law. They're trying to do that with flu shots, and they've been unsuccessful. Some hospitals, some medical centers can force flu vaccine on their workers, but a lot of people are fighting it. And so what I want you guys to understand is the anti-vaccine movement is not just a couple, you know, moms at home, you know, trying to make a big deal on social media. The anti-vaccine movement may not really be quote-unquote anti-vaxxers. There may be people that, you know, I just don't want the government telling me what I need to inject in my body. And I do not want, you know, to get a vaccine that I don't think will help. Or if I want to get natural immunity. Now, if the government says, okay, you want to know what? We'll take a vote. Or, okay, if you don't want to be forced to do something, you know, this is America, it's a free country, you don't have to. The problem is if they do that, then our vaccine program crumbles. If parents decide on their own, do I want my kid getting five shots today or maybe only three? It is going to be a logistical nightmare. We have so many shots and so many boosters. Rotavirus has to be given twice. Polio has to be given, what, four times? Tetanus four times. Prevnar four times. Varicella twice. Hepatitis A twice. Hepatitis B three times. HPV three times. It would be a logistical nightmare. So if the government doesn't take a stand and lets anti-vaxxers quote-unquote win on this, then the average American would be like, oh, okay, good, I don't have to go in, I don't have to pay a copay, I don't have to, oh, excellent, I don't have to deal with my kid being grumpy. You know, I mean, it's, so for the government, just like with taxes, if you got to pick and choose what you pay taxes on, nothing would get done. So the government does have it in their power to say, look, this is what we're doing. But, yeah, you're having a hard time convincing others because, again, we're going through all this with measles, which is serious, but you're just not seeing the same passion for the flu shot. And if you do bring up mandatory flu vaccines, people cry bloody murder. So we do have to be consistent. We are going to have to take a stand. It's going to be tricky. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man suspected of the weekend shooting at a synagogue in California is in custody, but the community is still searching for answers. Rabbi Yisroel Goldenstein shares a conversation he had with President Trump.
He shared with me condolences on behalf of the United States of America, and we spoke about the moment of silence, and he spoke about his love of peace and Judaism and Israel, and he was just so comforting that I'm really grateful to our president for taking the time and making that effort to share with us his comfort and consolation.
Rabbi Goldstein was injured during the attack, and the funeral for Lori Kay, who died during the attack, is taking place today. Former Vice President Joe Biden will hold his first campaign event in Pittsburgh after officially declaring his candidacy for the Democratic ticket in the race to the 2020 White House. And this is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
You're back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you guys haven't had a chance to see Endgame, wow, you need to see it. I think it had a record opening weekend. Some of you will like it more than Infinity War. Some people might not. You might think Infinity War was better. I thought it was fantastic. A lot of, like, almost every Avenger movie that's been out there, they have the characters in there, which kind of makes me wonder how much money they paid in terms of, you know, salary and actors. You know how Deadpool always kind of makes fun of in the movie that they didn't have a big budget, so there were only a couple X-Men and not all of them? Well, this Avenger movie, it looks like they spared no expense. We are talking about everybody. Captain America, the Hulk, the girl that's technically the daughter of Magneto, who doesn't really seem to match the X-Men character, but that's okay. And Spider-Man, all that. So it was a fantastic, fantastic movie. And very, very entertaining. So I was pretty impressed. I was also impressed with the woman very, very tragically was shot and killed. As she jumped in front of the rabbi in San Diego, in Poway, as a gunman tried to shoot him and others at a synagogue. The six-year-old woman was killed. Rabbi was shot in the hand. Two other people were left with shrapnel wounds. And this was a shooting on the last day of Passover. I was actually in Mass at a funeral while this was happening. And I just can't imagine, you know, while sitting there in prayer, somebody coming to do this. I mean, you are like so, you would think you'd be the most, you know, you're not armed, you're not, you know, you're, and California, I think it's a no gun zone. And a 19-year-old man walks in with an AR-15 style gun, storms into the Chabad of Poway Synagogue right before noon on Saturday, yelling anti-Semitic slurs. Of course, the synagogue was, you know, more than full because it was the last day of Passover. And the congregation's rabbi, Yisrael Goldstein, actually tried talking to the man after he opened fire, but he fired again. And then Lori Gilbert Kay jumped in front of the rabbi to protect him. This has been reported by the New York Times. Rabbi was hit in both hands. Gunman left the building because his weapon malfunctioned. Thank God. Act of God there. And he surrendered to the police a short time later. He's been charged, from what we understand, with one count of murder, three counts of attempted murder. Officials say they were investigating whether he posted an anti-Semitic manifesto online before the attack. And the gunman is known as John Ernest. He is from San Diego. And he had a document that was filled with white nationalist conspiracy theories. Its author said he was inspired by a horrific mass shooting at the mosque in Christchurch, New Zealand. And that was streamed online just right a couple weeks ago, as well as the massacre at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, which took place 6 months prior. And the author also said he was responsible for a fire at a mosque in Escondido. So again, charged with one count of murder and three counts of attempted murder. So this, it's dumbfounding. What's shocking is the rabbi actually continued his sermon, even as he awaited for authorities to arrive. Because, quote, it was just like 70 years ago during the Holocaust, we were gunned down like this, and I just want to let my fellow Americans know that we're not going to let this happen. President Trump called, spoke with him for about 15 minutes. And it's just frightening that we have people out there just in their bedrooms planning the next shooting. And, you know, people ask, you know, did somebody shoot back? You know, was there somebody, you know, in the temple that, you know, carried? Again, in San Diego, I believe it's a no carry. I don't think these shootings appear to keep happening in these quote-unquote gun-free zones. And I understand it makes people nervous when you have a weapon on you, but, you know, usually it's the good guy that does. And, I mean, I would have taken him out if I could have. I wasn't there. You know, and again, you know, you're praying. You know, your eyes are closed, you're singing a song, and for those of you guys that have never been to temple, a lot of the songs are in Hebrew. So for those of you that don't know Hebrew, you kind of pretend. You know, I still pretend. I mean, even though I should know Hebrew, I don't. You know, so you're kind of, your mind's really not on, you know, how do I protect myself from coming that's going to, you know, to shoot me in the back. So you're actually, you know, trying to figure out the words and all that, trying to make it look like you're singing along, just in case the rabbi's looking at you when you're really singing the wrong words. And they could tell, by the way, they could tell. When they're up there and they see you mouth the words, but they could tell you don't know the words. So there's a lot on your mind. You're not really expecting somebody to come from behind the back of the synagogue to shoot you. Again, I was at Mass, you're facing the front, you were praying, people kneeling, people getting communion, not looking at what's happening in the back. And so I'm definitely for armed security. I'm definitely for those of us that want to carry, that want to protect others to be able to. But you have some real sick ducks out there that are just dying to make mayhem. And we can't underestimate these people. You know, just because the average person, you know, knows that that's a school and that's a church, not the sicko, not the sick Daffy Duck, no. those sickos, they're going to purposely go after a school. They'll purposely go after a temple. They'll want to go after the fawn. They'll want to go after a group that they believe is weak and unarmed. You don't really see somebody go up to a police station and start shooting. Now, banks. You don't hear a lot of this stuff at banks that much anymore. Well, because banks have armed guards. So maybe what we need to do is make it very well known and publicized that there are armed guards everywhere. I mean, think about it. Do you ever hear anybody coming in and shooting up a gun shop? No. But they'll go to a school. Or they'll go to a church. It was a Bible study years ago in the South, and somebody comes in and starts shooting. And people will hate. They'll hate Jews, they'll hate Muslims, they'll hate blacks, they'll hate Hispanics, they'll hate whites, they'll hate women, they'll hate men, they'll hate kids. Until we come to grips that we have some real sick individuals among us, this is going to keep happening. And you see, they're bringing up the AR-15 style gun. What had just happened about a week ago? Somebody decided to drive into a street of people? You can make this as political as you want. We're not solving the problem. If we have a sicko out there that wants to kill a bunch of people in prayer, whether he finds an AR-15 style gun or not, he's going to find a way to kill people. The Tsarnaev brothers used pressure cookers. Are we going to outlaw pressure cookers? So, you're going to see a whole slew now of, you know, media attention starting to, you know, focus our attention on a political agenda. And what we need to do is suit up and arm up. Every school, every temple, every public place, there should be armed guards. They go through background checks. They go through psychological. If you're really worried about there being an armed guard at your Walmart, then Walmart does background checks. They do psychological testing. I mean, everywhere I see an armed guard, you really don't hear of an armed guard going rogue. And boy, would that increase the economy. Look at the jobs. Arm our officers at schools, at temples. A stunt gun will not always work. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jonathan, one of our listeners out of Virginia, says he caught his kid vaping, and he thinks his kid does it a lot. How do you get your kid off of vaping? I actually stopped for a second. I don't know. 100%. I mean, I know what I would do with my kids. It's not an answer I could really tell you all to do it. If I knew my kids were vaping, and not just trying it. Trying it, I have one set of open up a can of whoop butt, right? I have a whole protocol for that. But if my kid was actively vaping, I would go berserk. I would probably make them for hours and hours on end, watch somebody wheeze on YouTube, show them histological pictures of lungs, right? Make them write me a 20,000-page essay on why vaping is bad. That would just be day one, all right? And I would keep them away from their friends. I might even switch schools. I mean, that I can't recommend that to you guys, but I am so against my children or any children getting addicted to something where they can't get off of it later, that I would basically bring the ring, you know? But I can't really give that advice on air. As a doctor, as a parent, I have to go, oh, maybe you want to consider timeout. No, I'll be frank. You have got to nip this in the bud. If your kid is vaping, and we have evidence that these vaping cartridges will provide as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes, you need to intervene like yesterday. And you need to be tough. And you probably need to involve the other parents. And even if you take, I know a lot of us don't talk to each other's parents. I know my kids' friends. I know my kids' friends' parents probably talk and go, oh my gosh, you know, they always want to go to dinner, but I don't want to go to dinner with them. I don't want to go to dinner with her either. I just think I'm going to be hearing so much about politics and, you know, I don't want to hear any more about how Obamacare sucks. I know, I can't, because I'm sorry, I somehow interject that all the time, you know. I don't know, but every conversation I'm able to bring up Obamacare. Don't ask. It's a talent. And I do that so I kind of feel out who my audience is. Because there's somebody that's going to be like, preach, sister, preach. And I'm like, all right, good, I can talk to you. Can't be dining and breaking bread with somebody who likes Obamacare. Very, very difficult. Okay, all right, so back to this. So you find out your kid is vaping. You tear up that room. Search the room. Search his backpack. Search his bed. Search his room. Do it. You're paying the rent. It's your house. You need to find out what type of cartridges. You need to find out what type of pods. You need to find out if there's anything else they're smoking. And I know you're like, oh gosh, Dr. Dolly, it's just vaping. It's just vaping. Your kid is going to be more addicted to nicotine than your grandpa that smoked Marlboros. This is serious stuff. And your kid's lung lining is pretty damn precious. Next, you need to find out from who the friends are and who is vaping. If your kid doesn't want to tell you, then you suggest that you will, you know, keep your kid out of school until it gets figured out. You need to explain to your kid how bad this is. Then, why not? Make your kid write a paper. Make your kid write a paper on why vaping is dangerous for the lungs. And what's bad about it. Oh, but there's fake news. I don't care. Make the kid write a paper. Maybe he'll learn something. But in the end, you're going to have to sit down and talk with them. Now, we assume that all teenagers don't want to listen to their parents, that they think we're wrong. But that's not always the case. Most kids know their parents are right. They just don't care. I knew my parents were right about a lot of stuff, but I just wanted to do the opposite. So, don't not talk to your kids because you think they're not going to listen. No, they'll listen. They'll get that in there. Trust me. I mean, nobody disliked their parents more than me. And still, I pull stuff out of my hippocampus that I remember them barking at me when I was a little kid. But you're going to have to sit down, you're going to have to talk with them, and you're going to have to tell them that this doesn't fly. Oh my gosh, Mom, you're going to get me kicked out of school. You're going to get me whatever. Their health comes first. Now, some of you are like, look, if you start to call the parents, if you're going to, you know, embarrass the kid, you're not embarrassing the kid. You're doing an intervention. And you're intervening on five or six kids or a group that, you know, is goading each other into bad behavior. And if it's already toxic, if that school is toxic, you're going to have to switch schools. But that's not what parents are doing. Parents are so worried that their kid is going to kill themselves and that their kid is going to commit suicide that they don't want to intervene, that they want to let it go. They don't want to make their kid mad. So as a parent, if you really think your kid is that on the verge of killing themselves, if you guys have an argument, that kid needs to be in therapy. And why not have the kid do therapy? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, he's only vaping. Yeah. He's doing a behavior that knows that hurts him, and he's not willing to quit, and he's having a tough time telling his friends, no, he doesn't want to do it. So either he's stupid, or he's smart, but he feels trapped. Either way, a therapist can help. Therapists can do a lot. But they need intervention. Now, what about the idea of rewarding and incentivizing rather than penalizing? Because right now, right, we just tore the place up. We look like psycho parents. Well, you can. You can incentivize. There are certain drug tests and there are certain tests where you could tell if there's codeine and there's metabolites. And you could tell your kid that if he's clear on his urine test, then he's going to get X, Y, and Z. And there are ways that you could promote that. So there's ways where you could kind of incentivize. Because some kids need that. But, you know, it's tricky. But just know that if a child is vapes, and they're already used to sticking things in their mouths and breathing, that it is a gateway to smoking. Now, I'm getting a lot of emails on marijuana. And I have a license in Colorado now. And I've been taking care of patients through telemedicine. In Colorado, a lot of them, marijuana is just kind of a regular thing. To me, that's scary for kids. And if you find out that your kid is smoking marijuana, whatever I just told you to do with the vaping, you do 10,000-fold because marijuana is illegal in a kid. And I do believe it is dangerous. So, quit being a weenie as a parent. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.